This is Randy Johnston from In the Trenches, and this particular session is about paperless. As you know, we're trying to give you more depth on several different areas of technology, and I've got to tell you, I enjoy doing paperless implementations. Although that has to sound odd to some of you who have either struggled with paperless in the past or in the middle of conversion today, the end result of converting your world into a digital world and making your culture a paperless one is very rewarding. The sad news is we see very few paperless implementations that are done correctly. There is not one right way to do paperless, but as with all technologies, there are dozens of right ways to implement the technologies and hundreds of wrong ways. In addition, there are over 300 content management systems to choose from, with approximately 15 products working best for CPA firms. To do paperless right, there are key features that have a higher return to the business. There are literally hundreds of features in most products. However, I believe the following save the most time and money. 1. OCR. 2. Portal integration. 3. Workflow. 4. Email integration. 5. Versioning. 6. Practice and CRM integration. Does your paperless system have all these features, and have you implemented all of them? First, let me suggest a different terminology to speak about paperless. The documents we produce or receive can come in original digital form or soft copy, or they can come to us in a physical form or hard copy. Whether the content is hard or soft copy, the idea is to make all content managed electronically. Our business goal is to manage all content for the enterprise, regardless of size. Hence, Enterprise Content Management, or ECM, is the most broad way to speak about managing digital content today. ECM means we can manage the content regardless of source, productivity software, email, mail, or other applications. It is always best to capture content in an electronic form, since this will be the most clear and accurate rendering of the content. As a last resort, we can convert paper hard copy back to electronic soft copy, and this should comprise no more than about 10% of our efforts. So much of the time, people focus on scanning or capture that they don't handle the rest of their processes electronically as they should. When documents are captured in electronic form, they are typically about 3,000 characters per page and are searchable by word. On average, hard copy documents converted to soft copy average 23,000 characters per page. By the time soft copy is processed for text recognition and compressed, the average page from scanned hard copy is 65,000 characters. When hard copy is being converted, we see several common problems. Among these are, number one, using non-production scanners, which are slower and don't handle mixed paper well. Number two, using multifunction devices, such as copiers or printers, to make the scans. Number three, not using a pre-production software, such as Kofax VRS, which cleans up and compresses the image. The issues with non-production scanners and MFDs are that the scan settings are almost always set incorrectly, resulting in too coarse or too comprehensive of a scan. Scanning at 200 dots per inch, DPI, or in full color at 1200 DPI will produce an image, but will not be an optimal image. You should consider how you intend to use the images after they are scanned. If you intend to convert the hard copy image to be searchable text with technology known as OCR, or optical character recognition, then a pretty good rule of thumb is that the original copy must be 600 DPI to resolve 8-point fonts. The common error here is that scanning images that wind up being huge, a million characters per page instead of 23,000 or 65,000, for example. These unnecessarily large images are then stored in the ECM or paperless audit system, making the resulting files big and slow. Many firms are using email as a massive filing cabinet. Retaining an unlimited amount of email increases liability for the sake of convenience. While email has always been discoverable in litigation, with the December 2006 discovery rule changes, email in any form can be subpoenaed and must be presented in the form requested. Email can be stored in many different formats, such as an MSG file in the original mail server as a local PST file system on your system, or an OST file at your home, or as a temporary file at any ISP who delivered your message. All of these formats are discoverable. We suggest that you modify your records retention policy to store only the messages you intend to keep in your ECM system. Only about one-third of the paperless systems shipping today have content management built in. Generally, ECM is a feature of the high-end systems, but this feature is moving to lower-end systems. For CPA firms, for example, Act First, CCH Document, Go File Room, Conarc iChannel, and Interwoven Worksite have content management. For industry, all of the ERP ECM products have content management, including EMC Documentum, IBM FileNet, Hummingbird, and OnBase. Smaller scale products such as Alltech DocLink, Laserfish, and Fortis have ECM features as well. Entry-level paperless systems rarely have ECM. Workflow is another key feature of a good ECM system. Workflow allows work to be electronically transferred from one person to the next. In our traditional systems, we had control sheets, cover sheets, and other forms that controlled the workflow. We often did work based on the physical stack of paper that let us know there was work to be done. The final end product was in hard copy, and we probably had multiple intermediate hard copy versions as well. Electronic workflow can be built into the product, added as a feature, or purchased separately. Examples of workflow products for CPA firms include XCM Solutions, TaxFlow, and SurePrep. Most industry ECM products include workflow, where most CPA firm products do not. The key to proper ECM implementation is understanding, documenting, and instructing users on the processes used. The locker barrier is the attitude of managers of the firm who have not fully embraced using electronic soft copy. For more information about ECM, visit my website on this, totallypaperless.com. Until next time, this is Randy Johnston from In the Trenches.